Tenodo Data Bytes. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Tenodo Data Bytes. I'm your host, Neha, and this is the third and final episode in our special three-part series on Tenodo's 2026 data predictions. In part one, we explored the shift towards autonomous AI and why logical data management is becoming essential. And part two focused on compliance, data sovereignty, and physical AI. And today in part three, we are discussing predictions that will define ROI, governance, and adoption of AI in the enterprise, plus a bonus prediction about the human side of AI adoption. Joining me once again are Ravi Shankar, Tenodo's Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer, and Alberto Pan, Tenodo's Executive Vice President and Chief Technology Officer. A very warm welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Neha. Great to be here again.
Likewise, Neha. Great to be here.
Wonderful. I'm definitely looking forward to today's discussion, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. Ravi, now I'm handing over to you to dive into the final predictions for today.
Thanks, Neha. Alberto, for the next prediction, which is our number 7, we say that ROI becomes the deciding factor for AI and cloud. So we have seen that everyone has been hyping AI for the past few years. But to me, it looks like the 2026 will be the year when the rubber meets the road. That is, everybody will start demanding ROI all the way from the board to the CEO and so on. And the question for you is, why are they doing it now in 2026? Are they really tired of just doing AI because everyone wants to do AI? And sometimes people are struggling, and hence they want to make sure that they are getting the returns from the investments, especially large investments that they are making in AI.
Absolutely, Ravi. I think we are starting the post-hype era of AI. I think boards and chief financial officers will demand a real return of investment from data and AI initiatives. And this will favor the platforms that reduce costs and accelerate time to insight. I think we are seeing with what I call this hype hangover, right? Initial AI investments in many cases were focused on fancy demos to show that we are also doing something with AI without really analyzing in detail the expected business benefits. These initiatives, in many cases, failed to produce the gains that were expected. So now the focus is shifting from what can AI do to what value this specific AI initiative will deliver. And for this, decision makers will be increasingly asking for metrics that are tied directly to business outcomes. I don't know, things like, how much did this initiative reduce operational costs? Or how did it increase revenue or create new business opportunities? Or how much faster were decisions made using these insights? I really think that by 2026, these questions won't just be a nice to have. They will decide whether these AI investments move forward. ROI, I think we are already seeing this, is the primary filter for prioritizing projects, funding platforms, and even choosing vendors, right? And we have discussed in previous podcasts how very often data readiness is the problem to move from pilots to real value. So from the technology standpoint, I think that in 2026, the focus will move from the models to the technologies. Technologies like logical data management that allow to connect those models to business data.
Very well said, Alberto. I think what you highlighted in terms of how the people will be moving from what AI can do to be more specific about what it can actually deliver is very important, because ultimately all investments need to yield some kind of a return. And without it, whether it is the board or the CEO who are investing the money have to find other venues where they can get better returns for the money they are investing, either for themselves or for their shareholders. Now let's move on to the next prediction, number 8 over here, which is AI governance needs data governance. So that makes a lot of sense for me. Given that the boards and the CFOs are all focusing on measurable ROI and getting over this hype hangover, the question is, how does this all tie back to successful AI initiatives depending upon the AI governance? And the AI governance in turn depends upon strong active data governance. So to me, like for AI to be successful, it needs AI governance. Without it, it'll run amok, especially when it comes to hallucinations, sycophancy, and so on. But for AI to be successful, it needs really data governance. So question to you, can you break down this chain such that it is very critical to build safe, ethical, and sustainable AI? And why has it become so critical in 2026?
Yes, I think that by 2026, organizations will acknowledge a critical reality. And it's, as you said, Ravi, that AI cannot be successful without AI governance, and AI governance cannot be successful without a strong data governance. AI requires trusted, well-governed data. Without it, AI systems are prone to bias, hallucinations, and unsafe decisions. And that is why active data governance is more important than ever. Data governance that is not only a passive documentation, but that is applied dynamically at the moment of data access. And yes, active data governance has existed for a while now, but its strategic importance accelerates dramatically with the rise of AI. What was once an advanced best practice now becomes a critical requirement. So the shift is not about discovering active governance, but about depending on it, applying these semantics, these privacy controls, these quality checks, and security rules dynamically at the moment of data access. And this evolution is driven by the fact that AI governance is moving from a theoretical discussion that everybody acknowledges in theory to a mandate that we really need to enforce in practice. And to meet these expectations, we will need this active governance that provides explainability, that provides a lineage, that implements continuous safety checks to ensure that every AI output is traceable, auditable, and leads to safe decisions. But yeah, as we have just said, none of this can function without a strong data governance backbone. Data governance is the piece that ensures the trusted inputs, while the AI governance ensures responsible outputs. So in 2026, this dependency chain, successful AI requires AI governance requires a strong active data governance, will define how organizations build safe, ethical, and sustainable AI systems.
All right, good. To me, it looks like, you know, data governance is one thing that we have been working on for decades, ever since data came into existence. Let's see how long AI takes, AI governance takes. And hopefully 2026 will be the year when it kicks into high gear. All right, let's move on to the next prediction over here, number 9, in which we are stating that AI-powered analytics democratizes your autonomous BI. This is pretty interesting for me because I'm a big consumer of business intelligence and I have to depend on some other people to build the dashboards and reports and all those things for me. And if I were to be able to ask and get the answers that I need without having to go to somebody else and wait for some time for these to be built and deliver the answers, that to me is democracy. So I'm empowered to use through AI, ask the question about which campaigns are producing the most highest returns in terms of the leads. That would be very interesting for me. So now tell me, like, how has this AI, especially with the prompting, changed the game for business users like me to not be dependent on the BI teams and use the prompting and the chatbots to get the answers that we need instantaneously at the moment we need it?
Yes, 2025 has seen the rise of sophisticated reasoning agents, like for instance, the Nodo DeepQuery, that can go beyond, you know, a simple chatbot or answering simple questions. This reasoning agents can leverage all the organization's internal data to perform open-ended research tasks, right? So these agents can handle complex requests like the one that you mentioned about marketing campaigns or, for instance, sales research questions like, I don't know, analyze sales for Prada Tech based on seasonality and region and suggest other factors that may be relevant, right? Things like that, open-ended tasks like that. When you keep an agent a task like this, it doesn't just run a query. It creates a research plan, collects data from across your systems, analyzes the results to find patterns. And crucially, it does all this while providing detail in it, so you know exactly where every piece of data came from. And this has started to appear in 2025, but I don't think the market has fully grasped the impact of this yet. I think it will completely change BI and data science. On one hand, the role of the BI analyst and the data scientist are going to shift. They will not longer be report builders. They will be like guides for these automated engines. They won't be manually building dashboards in data visualization tools anymore. Instead, they will focus on defining the problem, interpreting the results, and steering the strategy. And of course, as you said, a very important consequence of this is that this will also democratize data analysis, creating statistical analysis or creating dashboards in data visualization tools still requires significant expertise. But with this new approach, that barrier will disappear, or at least will be much lower, enabling citizen business users to get their answers quickly without having to rely on data analysts, at least for many day-to-day tasks.
Got it. All right. So that helps me understand how these analysts will become more powerful in terms of providing more deeper analysis. All right, let's go to the last, and we call this our bonus prediction, in which we state that the human readiness becomes the next AI bottleneck. To me, a lot of people talk about autonomous AI and things are going to be such that the AI automatically decides and executes the things just like a human would. But for me, without the human in the equation, AI is not going to be very successful. And the bottleneck to me seems to be that only about 10% of the humans are actively using AI, with that leaves 90% of the people behind. So why do you think there is this gap between what people say about autonomous AI and why people are needed in order to make AI work?
Well, exactly. Innovation in AI is moving faster than adoption. Organizations can today deploy advanced AI models in a relatively easy way, but if employees don't understand how to trust, collaborate with, and leverage these tools, the technology's potential won't be realized, right? And as we said in the first prediction, we will be doing the investment but not getting the ROI. So while investment in AI and the speed of innovation continues to accelerate, I totally agree that human adoption and also organizational change management that allows the human adoption will become the most significant limiting factor to realizing the AI's full potential. We are actually, in the last few months and the last few years, we are seeing how innovation is outpacing adoption. The gap between the advanced AI capabilities and the ability of employees and organizations to effectively integrate and trust these tools is widening, actually. So that highlights the need for enablement. For AI to be successful, the focus must shift from simply deploying models to enabling the human workforce to adopt, collaborate with, and use these tools effectively. So we will see more investment in upskilling, in clear governance policies, and also in human-in-the-loop workflows that will be essential to bridge this human readiness gap. And of course, self-service and citizen capabilities will be critical. For AI adoption, it will be critical to empower employees to leverage AI independently. From the data perspective, this means enabling users to interact with enterprise data in the language of the business, allowing non-technical staff to experiment and innovate on their own. From the process perspective, obviously, there are also things that need to be done. This will require seamlessly integrating AI into workflows while giving users the tools to trace the source of AI decisions and also actively steer its actions to the desired goals.
All right. That actually brings us to the end of this series and all the 10 predictions. So let me wrap up. We covered many different predictions today, four of them. So the first one was about the ROI drives decisions. Boards and CFOs will fund only initiators when there's a clear measurable value. Then we talked about AI governance depends on data governance, and trustworthy inputs are needed in order to produce responsible outputs. And then we talked about autonomous BI, democratizing intelligence, and AI-powered agents will be delivering deep insights directly to the business users. And the last one is that human readiness is the new bottleneck, and that employees must be enabled to leverage AI independently, creating citizen AI scientists. So in short, 2026 isn't just about what AI can do. It's all about the value, the governance, the accessibility, and the adoption. So organizations that master these areas will lead the next wave of the enterprise AI. Thank you. And Neha, over to you.
Thank you so much, Ravi and Alberto, for sharing these insights and for exploring how measurable ROI, strong AI and data governance, and AI-powered analytics are set to define successful, ethical, and sustainable AI initiatives in 2026. To our listeners, this wraps up our 2026 Data Prediction Series. And for more resources, technical deep dives, and previous episodes, please visit denodo.com/podcast and keep exploring the future of data with us.